This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the show with me, T. Xiao Yik. What you just heard was a demonstration at the AIDS Conference 2018 in Amsterdam, where organizations like Make Medicines Affordable protested 2 days ago against the high prices of medicines by pharmaceutical companies. Hepatitis C is one of the diseases that can boast of a cure. Unfortunately, the drug sofosbuvir is not accessible for most patients due to its prohibitively high cost. However, Malaysia has taken the lead in making Hep C treatment affordable for everyone now, with a compulsory license issued last year to enable the production of generic versions of sofosbuvir. And now, on top of this life-saving move by the Malaysian government, we have another exciting development, an international collaboration that will enhance our public health approach to treating hepatitis C. This partnership between the Foundation for Innovative New Diagnostics, FIND, and the Drugs for Neglected Diseases Initiative, DNDi, in collaboration with the Ministry of Health, was announced on the sidelines of the conference 3 days ago. BFM producer Lu Jozi is at the conference and spoke to Fifa Rahman, former policy head of the Malaysian AIDS Council, who now works on access to medicines at the global level, on the hepatitis C burden in Malaysia.
Well, right now, so there's 425,000 Malaysians living with Hep C. What's happening at the minute is while there is this big buzz about sofosbuvir going down and this whole trial with the DNDi happening and people going to have access to cheaper medication, there are still a bunch of other problems. So the bunch of other problems includes the fact that a lot of people are not testing. And those who are testing are being lost to an algorithm, a diagnostics algorithm that's too difficult. For example, they have to go for the initial testing, then they have to go for a fibro scan, which is expensive. And, you know, it's, a lot of people are lost to follow-up simply because they don't have the time to go to the hospital for follow-up tests, or it's too expensive because often you have to pay. So, you know, what happens is people who need treatment are not getting the treatment they need. So they need diagnostics algorithms that are simpler, so they stay in the pathway. And they also need access to them free. So that's the situation.
The collaboration with FIND, DNDi and MOH will go a long way in addressing these issues, as it will facilitate improved screening and treatment. The idea is to generate evidence to support policy change and scaling up of hepatitis C diagnosis and treatment in the country as well as beyond. Jozi tracked down Francesco Marinucci, head of the HCV-HIV unit at FIND, to find out how the collaboration came about and what it will entail.
Yes, the collaboration between FIND and DI started because both organizations are two PDP, Product Development Partnerships. With the DNDi focus mainly on treatment and the FIND focusing mainly on diagnostics. And this collaboration started with the engagement of both organizations with the donor, UNITAID, who is really willing to address those barriers related to diagnostics and treatment related to hepatitis C, especially in countries with high or mid burden of hepatitis C. So DNDi will focus on treatment, and while FIND will support the government, the Department of Public Health, and the Primary Healthcare Department to scale up hepatitis C screening in primary health facilities where currently is not available. So we are trying to work in parallel with what the government is doing at policy level to pilot the use of rapid tests in primary healthcare facilities with the goal of making hepatitis screening accessible and easy to use for health workers in this type of facilities. The patients that will be screened positive will be also confirmed using a molecular test in the IMR laboratory, and then those eligible for the NDI phase 2 trial will be enrolled in the NDI trial. Those not eligible for the NDI trial will go through the standard of care, through the treatment currently provided by the government of Malaysia.
FIFA also spoke about the impact of the collaboration and where she would like to see it going.
I really think it's a great idea. First of all, because it's going to simplify the pathway. Second of all, they're going to test 50,000 patients all over the country. And it has a test and treat policy in the project. So what's going to happen is that it's going to complement the MOH's HCV access program, because you're going to test and treat people immediately. People are going to spread the word. And if 50,000 people are going to be, you know, participating in this project, they are going to... Can you imagine the kind of magnification that's going to happen when people tell people, look, get tested, you can get treated? It's not going to be a hindrance for people to get treatment anymore. So it's an essential part of eliminating HCV, really. And I think the most important point that I have to make on that is that it's really, really complementary to what the Ministry of Health is doing.
A major aspect of the collaboration is the ongoing clinical trial by DNDi to assess the efficacy and safety of a new alternative treatment regimen combining sofosbuvir with the investigational drug remdesivir. Josie spoke to Isabel Andrea-Meyer, project lead from DNDi, on the initial results of the trial.
So we have conducted a first trial which has involved 300 patients in Malaysia and Thailand who have been treated 12 weeks with sofosbuvir, remdesivir if they have not cirrhosis. This means the liver is not too sick, and 24 weeks if the liver is sicker. And we have very high cure rates. It means that we have been able to cure more than 97% of the patients who have been treated. So this is very exciting, because it means that the treatment is very efficient, and it doesn't matter which genotype. So there are several types of hepatitis C, and whatever, you will be cured. It doesn't matter to be cirrhotic or not, it doesn't matter to be co-infected with HIV or not, it doesn't matter to be previous treatment experience. The treatment seems to work. So it's preliminary data. We need to treat more patients under the clinical trial, very strict research framework to confirm our evidence. But it looks like a good treatment. We have a good characteristics for a public health use of this combination.
Josie also asked Francesco and Isabel what is the end goal of the collaboration.
So the end goal of this thing, I think, is supporting what the national government and the MOH, all the efforts have been put into establishing a public health response to hepatitis C in Malaysia. So let's say FIND is really amazed by the amount of work, energy, efforts and political commitment from the MOH in Malaysia to address hepatitis C in this country. So we are supporting these efforts by looking at the diagnostic angle, and hopefully we'll be able to support, generate evidence that might generate a policy change in how hepatitis C is screened and confirmed in Malaysia during the next few years.
It's a test and cure venture. This means, can we simply and rapidly diagnose people who suffer from hepatitis and cure them at an affordable cost? And can we make it a replicable package for a national program like in Malaysia? Because Malaysia is really a champion country for its management of hepatitis.
Only 1 in 10 Malaysians who carry the hepatitis C virus has been diagnosed and know their status. But while the rate of non-diagnosis is high, Malaysia's efforts to champion improved management of hepatitis C puts us on the right track to eliminate the disease. You've been listening to The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9.
Thanks. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.